What's up, game heads, and welcome to episode 11 of Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, as always, Ramondo Burnside, and with me...
Sup, dudes?
It's Jose.
Hey, everyone, this is Noah.
Sup, everybody, it's Joel.
And we're going to talk about some games. It's been a little while since we've gotten together, probably about, what, 2 weeks now?
Yep.
About 2 weeks.
Man, it feels like it's been forever.
It's been about a week ago.
Just going to get just drop right into the song.
Yeah.
We got some good topics to bring up this week. We're going to talk about a little bit of news, of course, as usual. Some Persona 5 talk about that game that came out this week. Awesome game. A little bit about MLB The Show 17. It feels like in the last 2 weeks since we've all talked last, so much has happened news-wise, just everything. I don't know. But before we get into that, what have you guys been up to, Jose? What have you been messing around with, watching?
The first thing in my mind, I was going to say nothing, but that would be a lie.
Like, what is that?
I've been up to so much, dude. I subscribe to Gamefly, obviously. So I returned God Eater 2. Did not like it. So the second game that came out, that came to me, was Sword Art Online, Hollow Realization.
Okay.
Ooh, I can't get my hands off that game. It's so good. It's another hack and slash game. So, and Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, I'm still in that. They did a new package for it.
I saw that.
Method Man.
Yeah, the Method Man voice pack, the voiceover.
I bought it.
Yeah.
It's so useless, but it's entertaining.
It's not as good as the Ice Cube pack.
It's not.
That definitely set the precedence.
It's not, but it's hilarious. He makes me laugh when he's dropping. He's like, haha, your ass is being watched. UAV up. I was like, oh, man, this is classic. Yeah, that was a wasted $4. And as well, Horizon Zero Dawn, I'm still playing that.
Okay. So, quick question, though, with the voice pack. If you could have anybody voice over your UAVs and all that stuff, who would you pick? It can be any celebrity whatsoever.
Samuel Jackson.
That's a great answer.
That's a good one. What would you say? Like, you got a UAV, motherfucker? You know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, hold on to your butts.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah. He'll be awesome. Just.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, man. No. he just says so much stuff. And he actually referenced his songs, like some of his songs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think he says, like, Protect Your Neck, I think, in one of them.
Which game is this that you get the voice?
He's at Call of Duty, the Infinite Warfare pack.
Okay, I didn't so, know that. That's fun.
Yeah, it's just hilarious, man.
Okay, nice.
Well, then it sounds like it's not a waste of $4.
Yeah, it sounds like it was money well spent.
If that entertains you.
Yeah. It's entertaining, but I know it's, like, I'm going to get tired of it soon. But I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
That's $4 is a... cup of coffee.
Spent $4 on worse things.
Like, yeah, I was saying.
I spend more. You know. Yeah, every day I go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What about you, Noah? What have you been up to, man?
Oh, doing some TV watching and video game playing. Teen Titans: The Judas Contract movie came out digitally this week. It comes out on Blu-ray this week, next week, sometime. But anyway, it's a great. I love all the DC animated movies and this one was no exception. It was a lot like the comic book. And so that was a lot of fun. Season finale of The Walking Dead was on. No spoilers, but it was great. Season finale of Big Little Lies was on as well, and that was great. So now my Sunday TV has been chopped in half, and that's kind of depressing. But other than that, let's see. There's a new demo I downloaded for Dragon Quest Heroes 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really know what to expect. And I don't know if I'll get it or not, but I sure liked it. It's a... hack and slash, very cartoony, though.
Platform?
Xbox and PS4 and maybe PC, too.
Okay.
First one got great reviews.
Yeah, so. It's a sequel to, Dragon Quest Heroes, obviously, which I didn't play. But there'll be 12 playable heroes, and I'm probably going to wait and see what kind of co-op's available before I, like, decide if I want to get it or not. But it was definitely fun, and... There's a new game, a new free-to-play MMO coming out on Tuesday called Skyforge, and I paid $9.99 to get early access founders or whatever and get started, you know. And it's nothing spectacular, but for a free game, it looks very nice and is fun to play. But Otherwise, I've just kind of been sticking with my Paragon as usual. They release a new character every 3 weeks, and finally...
Oh, wow. One... Every 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody new. Wow.
Yep. And
Blizzard could take something from that hammer.
Yeah. Right. It's great. And finally, a character I like comes out. Her name's Morgish, and she's kind of a dark voodoo insect character. And a little overpowered right now because everybody runs double-digit kills with her, so I expect a soft nerf coming pretty soon, but... it's always fun when a new character
probably
comes out.
Then
so,
nerf.
Yep.
So at some point, yeah. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Mr. Gao.
Well, I've been keeping pretty busy, too. Let's see. Been doing yard work since it's gotten nicer.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
Yay.
The only adult here.
So excited. I got so much lawn. So I had to put out poison, you know, for the weeds and stuff. But other than that, I've been watching some shows. Watched through Legion, was watching APB. That's a new show where this rich guy takes over a police precinct and basically fixes things. It's kind of interesting. On top of that, there was something else. Oh, The Expanse. It's on Sci-Fi. It's actually a pretty good sci-fi show. I mean, a lot of sci-fi movies are crap. You get like the torrent, Sharknado and stuff.
Sharknado was good.
They're so bad, they're good. That's the thing. But sometimes they'll have a pretty decent show, and this Expanse is interesting. Other than that, game-wise, I played the hell out of Mass Erect. Now I want to call it Mass Defect. I mean, at first I wasn't running into too many bugs, but then I like started falling through the ship. I'd fall into space and die. Out of the ship.
What?
I'd fall through the planet sometimes. Sometimes missions wouldn't complete, but then they patched it, so that seems to be working now. They also fixed some of the animations, and I beat it. I probably have almost 200 hours into the damn thing.
Good God, man.
Because I was doing everything, but I still have some things I could go back, but I'm done. I said, it's time to finish this, and I went and beat Horizon finally, and right. Oh, so fantastic. Love that. Such quality. That's AAA quality right there. I mean, they just did such a great job. So polished. And I started Persona 5. But we'll talk more about P5 later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to piggyback on you with the Horizon. I finished that as well. And we were talking about that. And you were like, I don't know if I'm going to go back just yet. I was like, dude, stop playing Mass Effect and finish that shit. You're so close. But yeah, Horizon was very good. I finished that as well. I mean, I think my wife was ready to strangle me at one point because I was playing it like every night for like 3 or 4 nights in a row. And she's like, are you done yet?
Right. Yeah, I know
so,
that.
So we were watching Bates Motel. A friend of us of ours got us into that show.
I watched that too. That's pretty very good.
Yeah, yeah. She tends to like
last
that.
Last season.
Yep. Yeah. So we've been watching. I think we're on season 3. I'm not for sure. I can't remember.
Oh, you've been watching it on Netflix? Or
yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So we can watch the new season and stuff. So I have shows that I watch with her only, and then there's stuff that I watch by myself or whatever. But that's one of those we watch together. But yeah, I've been doing that. And then still been playing some Yakuza 0. Haven't been given as much love with Persona having came out this week. But yeah, other than that, that's pretty much all I've been up to after knocking out Horizon and stuff. So. But, you know, yeah, it is what it is. But now we got all that going, let's talk about some news. Well, it's been a crazy 2 weeks as far as news goes. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on. I know we missed a whole week because we weren't on, but... where do you start?
You're stuttering there.
I know. It's like, where do you start? I mean, Destiny 2... revealed that they had the announcement last week.
Yeah,
that they're coming out with that. It was first a teaser trailer, and then they had a full on. You know, it wasn't gameplay trailer. It was just like letting you know, hey, it's coming. It's coming this year.
Yeah, like an announcement trailer type.
Yeah, thing, also right? Letting you know, like, hey, you're starting from scratch.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they gave you more or less everything you need to know about that. They didn't, like I said, no gameplay whatsoever, but they're letting you know. And they joked about it, like, all your stuff is gone, we're starting fresh, you know, and it had Nathan Fillion, if you guys like him.
Yeah, he's going to be more active in this game, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, what do you guys think of the tone of that? I mean, like, it seemed like it's going a little more tongue-in-cheek, a little more jokey.
That's fine with
than
me.
The other game. The other game took itself really seriously, the first game did. Mm-hmm. So, did you guys like that, or was that an issue for you guys, that they kind of went more of a lighter tone in this one?
I saw the comedy on the trailer. For the first one, as I was playing it as well, I saw a seriousness to it, but I couldn't take it seriously. I took Destiny as a joke, as just because of the dancing and that video I sent you of my dude dancing.
But that was later, though. Some of that stuff wasn't in there before.
Yeah, so
they lightened it up later on, patches and stuff.
No, I'm gonna take this game as a joke. I'm just gonna have fun with it and roll along with all the fun stuff that. I hope it's a fun game, pretty much.
Yeah. I'm kind of... I like the trailer and I like the tone and everything, but I'm going to, you know, be the grouchy gamer here. And it's one of those things where I'm not going to... Even though it looks more enticing than the second one, I'm not going to get it because I felt burned by the first one. Mm. You know, just it was not what they promised it would be, and I expected... You know, I found the gameplay repetitive. All the bosses were in the same spots at the same time and all that stuff. And so, you know, it looks... cool and all that, and those are the type of games I like to play, but you know, I'm the stingy gamer and they're not getting my money again.
they burned you once, they're scorned.
Same with like Watch Dogs. I know you guys just rave about Watch Dogs too, but I'm pissed off that they really burned me on the first game.
We might have to do a segment with you called the Grouchy Gamer.
The Grouchy Gamer,
where you just can't redeem yourself with Noah. You piss him off. Him off once, it's over.
Yeah. Well, I have to kind of agree with Noah though about Destiny. I mean, I got my money's worth out of the game. I played it a ton.
Mm-hmm. I'll agree
with
that.
But it took them like a year and a half before we got, what was it, the Taken King, which actually finally made the game the way it was supposed to be from the beginning. But then you had to keep buying the game over and over again in order to get to that point. And if that's not burning your players,
clients,
I don't know what is.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, just like with anything, in your guys' eyes, can a developer or publisher redeem themselves? I mean, are you super hard line, like what Noah's saying, where it's like, oh, I gave you my money once, you screwed me over, I'm not giving it to you again? Or are you forgiving? Like me personally, I'm a little bit more forgiving. It's like, okay, and just like anything, it's going to be an incremental thing. It's just like when you're learning to play an instrument or learning a sport. It's like you can't be awesome right off the bat. Some people are lucky enough to be that way. But for the most part, you're gradually getting better over time. So if these guys had a plan and they couldn't see it through for whatever reason, time, money, whatever.
I don't think it was Bungie's fault to really...
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Is like, can you forgive that a little bit and say, you know what, I'll give it a chance. I'll rent this and try it out before I buy it or whatever. Or are you just like what Noah was saying, not to use you as an example.
Yeah,
Noah,
no, that's all good. I'm with you though. I do usually like, put a hard cut off.
Like I'm done with
until systems change.
Okay,
and then honestly, then or you know, there are certain. Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, can sometimes easily be swayed if just, you know, the right thing that piques my, you know, interest comes in or whatever. But once I switch, you know, obviously I'm hoping to go PS Pro next, which I know there's not a huge difference between 4 and Pro, but, you know, it kind of would take a next-gen console for me to try, you know, try their next-gen version of the game that burned me.
Okay. Well, there is actually a pretty big difference if the game is made to really take advantage of it.
Of the 4K,
But, I mean, even in 1080p... when they take advantage of the game properly, they'll super sample at 1080, so you'll get better imaging and less jaggies and stuff like that. But
Well, another game too that if you want to get jaggy on anything, what came out was Drawn to Death out this week.
That's free to play
on
PS Plus.
It's the game.
My membership runs out tomorrow.
No,
I mean I'll renew it. Of course, I'm auto renew for years or whatever. But it's always bam, there's a $60. You know, $60 because they raised it $10, and so now it's $60.
And which
I'm still fine paying. I mean, it's the price of a game.
Yeah, that's good.
If you divide it over 12 months, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, Microsoft been doing it at 60 for the longest time. And it makes sense for Sony to match it. I mean, they're losing money. There's millions of players. An extra $10 is not going to kill you. Plus, it's going back into infrastructure, just to security, all that different stuff. So,
hey, as long as it goes into that stuff. Oh, by the way, what was that game called again? Because I haven't actually looked at my
Drawn
PS Plus.
Drawn to Death is what we were talking about.
Okay.
To kind of bring it back to the topic. So basically what we're looking at here, Drawn to Death is a PS4 exclusive 4-player online arena shooter helmed by David Jaffe, who was the creative director of Twisted Metal series and God of War. So this is to kind of summarize, it's a super obnoxious shooter where the aesthetic is that it's drawings in a kid's in a kid's notebook.
High school notebook, yeah.
So it's almost like he's in class. He's not. He's bored and he's doodling, these characters.
Okay.
And so the characters drop into the map. You to pick where you want to drop in at. And the characters drop in, and they're in doodle form. So
it's,
like,
it's pretty much like what you do when you're in our team meetings.
No. Yes. That was only two times, so shut up.
Shut up. You do it every time.
I do not. But it's the aesthetic, when you see it, it's really cool until it's put to practice. I don't know if any of you guys played any Mish games or looked at any video, but it's rough on the eyes after a while.
I've looked at the video. Mm-hmm. I haven't downloaded it yet, but I mean, I will to try it out.
That was one of the main things. It's like, wow, that was like one of the biggest draws of the game was like, oh, you're playing as doodles, doodles.
Yeah.
And but then it wears on your eyes after a little while.
Mm. It's just very busy.
Yeah.
Very
it's
busy.
Very
it's
busy.
To, yeah.
Mm. To give you a headache.
So it's one of those games that you can only play for like a couple, like an hour or so, and then you'll be like done.
Well, there's the issue with that as well. It's four player, okay? So it's only four people, so you can play like, what's it?
2v2, free for all.
Two versus two, and so on. And so the problem with the game, even though it went out this week and it was free, there's hardly anybody playing it.
Yeah.
Mm. It's hard to get like it's rare to get a match with a full four people.
Oh, wow.
Like, how ridiculous is that?
So there's no campaign to it?
No, it's a shooter. That's all it is. It's just multiplayer. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So.
But it looks really busy. Okay.
Yeah. Check out some video of it and whatnot. I mean, hell, it's free. Try to play it if you want. But
I always put them in my library, even if I don't download them.
Yeah, same here.
I don't have the Plus on the PS4.
Then you're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
I just got the PS4. Shut up.
that should be your destination. You get free games through that, man. It pays for
you
itself.
You get free games in general.
Well, it pays for itself, I'm just saying. But the other issue that I ran into, too, just through seeing some video on it and just doing some research and whatnot, you're constantly being hit with a barrage of insults from the announcers and stuff as you're playing. It's like this is overhead announcer talking to people and stuff, and they're kind of commentating on what's happening. And some of the things that they spit out, I mean, as listeners, if you this gets pretty graphic.
Usher your children out of the room.
Yeah. They say things like, well, you suck. F you, call you an F puppet. Another one was when you drop into the game or whatever, there's a announcer says puppet. Something to you like, welcome to hell, you sons of bitches. And, you know, my personal favorite that I heard was somebody called you a spicy wank stain. Like, what is that?
Spicy wank stain?
Yes. Weird. Like, oh, it's like so, hilarious. Like, the humor in it is so sophomoric, it's not even funny.
Right.
Like, it's really bad.
That's my kind of humor.
To the point where it's grating. To the point where you're just like, I can't deal with it anymore.
It's a little too bad then.
It would take you out of it. Like, there was a couple of times where the announcer went on these, like, rants for a little while that would distract you from your actual playing. Because you're, like, listening to him like, what's happening? Why are we talking? Oh, I just died again. You know, because it's like you're being distracted. So I don't know. I don't want to be so super negative on the game and everything, because it's really ambitious how somebody took a huge left turn to make this and blow out this game. Because on paper, it sounds really cool. I was like, wow, this sounds awesome. I can't wait for this to come out when I saw it initially being announced a while back. But man, is it? It's rough. Like, I urge you to try it out just for the hell of it, just so you can experience what I was talking about. But yeah. Oh, and there's another thing, too, he says, too. You go to get health to regenerate your health or whatever. And the announcer literally says that because you have to eat food and then your health goes back up. He says, wolf it down, motherfucker. Like, just listen to that stuff. It makes you want to try it, but trust me, it's not as much as it's cracked up to be on that stuff. So I don't know. Check it out at your own peril, I guess. It's free. Give it a shot. But yeah.
What's the other freebie?
What was the other free game? I forget what the other one was.
Oh, I don't remember either.
I didn't even know before.
I thought there were three.
It was Lovers in a... the one that's been on Xbox for a while. Lovers in a Time Space.
Oh, okay.
What is it called? God dang it.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name, though.
Lovers in a Time Space.
Another one I put in my library, but never
I forget what it's called. Sorry, guys. But yeah, check that out. Two new games out there. Another piece of news, and Noah, I'm sure, is very up on this. Maybe he can tell us more about it. If not, I do have some notes here. But For Honor got an update, 1.05 release, patch notes for that. How you feeling about them updates, Noah?
Well, when they come to consoles next week, I'll let you know.
They haven't implemented them yet?
Nope.
Exactly? So it's just okay. To PC?
It's only on PC, as was the last time. And it's like they have these announcements, and it's like, well, great, I'll play your game again in about a week.
See, that's so
I've read the patch notes, of course, and they look promising. Yeah. So I really want to play that game again because I really liked it, but it just, you know, like all of the Ubisoft games went through a really rough patch there, pun intended, with the patch. And
well, yeah. Some of the notes is saying in here, as far as what they put through, if my tablet wants to cooperate, let's see here. So they tweaked the visual element of the Warden Superior block. That's been tweaked to avoid being mistaken for uninterruptible stance, which I know that's helpful. If you're playing the game, I'm sure this all makes sense to you. If you're not, I do apologize. Otherwise, the regenerate can only be used while idle, fixing an exploit on that part. Peacekeeper's zone attack has been balanced to be less overwhelming to opponents. And heavy finisher, Phantom Hit, specifically, issue has been addressed. So
yeah.
If you're playing For Honor, that stuff means something to you. If you're not playing that, I guess I'm...
The Peacekeeper thing's a big thing. There's a notorious, like in the tournaments they do, or, you know, high-level play, there's... infamous Peacekeeper ban, and it's because of that. So they apparently
an exploit.
It wasn't. I mean, maybe it was an exploit. I mean, it's in the game, and it's not like an exploit. It's just an OP type thing. You know what I mean? And so that was, I kind of think, gave the developers a hint. And but I think the biggest thing you didn't mention it that they're going to change is revenge mode, because that really ticked a lot of people off. You can build your armor to give revenge mode, and when you know, get hit enough times or whatever, then you kind of can hit triangle and go into the super rage, roar, you know, and all of a sudden you can just, you know, wail three opponents around you, and you know, people thought it just ruined the game, so the changes to that might make it a little bit more bearable. So yeah,
except
be
for people that sucked.
Well, right, except for the all the samurais are probably crying right now because it might be less fun for them. But that's okay. Go back to playing Call of Duty and let us have For Honor back.
There you go.
Don't tell me what to do.
Such a rebel, aren't you?
I am. Thanks.
Well, last piece of a quick news here. Before we move on to our main topics for the day, for the episode, we have Overwatch was brought up with Jeff Kaplan, who is the game director on the game Overwatch. They were thinking that they're trying to think about bringing it to the Nintendo Switch, possibly. And more or less, they've shot down that idea.
It's not looking promising at all.
It's not looking like it's going to happen. They didn't completely say it won't, but they more or less hinted that it would be more of a pain in the ass to try to optimize it for that and move it over. With Jeff Kaplan, and this is not a quote directly or anything like that. I kind of just took
verbatim.
A chunk. Yeah, right. So this is not verbatim or anything. But he was more or less stating that it would be a tall task to try to support and patch and optimize the game over the course of these last three platforms, which is PC, Xbox One, and PS4, as it's already been. It's already been tough doing that. He's saying throwing a fourth in there would just be really rough as far as that goes, and then just trying to get the specs to work properly on the Switch, it doesn't seem like it's going to come together. So if you're a Switch fan or a Switch owner and you're looking to play some Overwatch, it probably isn't going to happen for you right now. So, yeah.
Sorry about it.
It's unfortunate, but great game. So let me see here. Oh, yeah, if you got anything else, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to add in one last piece of news. Project Scorpio. There's the specs have been revealed officially. There's a website called Digital Foundry. They work with Eurogamer, and they do a lot of the digital stuff. So if you geek out over system specs and stuff, and how many frames per second you can get on with certain video cards and whatnot, these are the guys that test all that stuff. They were invited by Microsoft to come to their offices in Redmond. And they were given all the specs. So
what you got?
Well, one thing to say I wanted to say is that according to Digital Foundry, the game is on the console is on target for actually releasing this fall. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's pretty much ready to go as far as the hardware and the software is working. As far as specs go, the CPU of the Scorpio, the Project Scorpio, we don't know what the actual name is going to be. It might be like Xbox One Scorpio. Who knows? But the CPU has 8 custom x86 cores clocked at 2.3 gigahertz, and basically that's quite an increase from the Xbox One, which had Jaguar cores, and they were at 1.75, and the PS4 Pro is at 2.1. Although 2.1 and 2.3 don't seem like a big difference, because of the custom build of the CPU here and the way that they've allocated memory and everything, it's going to power up the GPU quite a bit. The GPU is 40 customized compute units at 1,172 megahertz. And that's compared to the 823 megahertz on the Xbox One and the 911 on the Pro. The memory is 12 gigabytes of GDDR5, and the Xbox One only had GDDR3, and it was 8 gigabytes, and the Pro also had the GDDR5, but it was 8 gigs. And the bandwidth has gone up to 326 gigabytes per second for the memory, where it was at like 204 and 219 for the Xbox One and Xbox One S, and 218 for the Pro. So that means we're not going to be running into the bottlenecks when they're trying to run more processes or better graphics or at higher resolutions like 4K or even at lower resolutions like 1080p, but with super sampling. So they're trying to look out for people that haven't upgraded their TVs yet.
Okay.
The hard drive is a 1 terabyte, 2.5 inch, so it's pretty much standard, but it is a faster one. The optical drive is a 4K UHD Blu-ray.
So there you go.
Those are the specs. And according to performance, it runs games at 4K, like Forza Motorsport 6, I think they showed it, with 4K assets running at 4K, not just upgrading the visual, or what do you call it? Like the Xbox One S will actually kind of upscale. This doesn't just upscale. It can run things at 4K with 4K assets at 60 frames per second. So it's as powerful as higher PC systems, higher up PC systems, high end. And that's a first for consoles to actually have one that's fast. So price point, nothing said about that, but it's probably not going to be cheap. They're thinking maybe around $600. The editors here. But, I mean, there are rumors that it might be even more than that, so who knows. It is a premium console, so they're kind of looking to sell this to people that are more, want the latest tech.
Yeah.
But they also want it to be customer-friendly, so sure. Consumer-friendly, so they'll probably try to keep it as
they're definitely going to aim it at, like, the high-end, the hardcore crowd,
But if they can sell it for $600, they're probably going to sell a lot more consoles than if they sell it for $800 or above.
They'll get me if they keep it. If they can keep it at a reasonable value, and also it's going to tie into, at least for me and probably for most people, can I trade in my Xbox One or my One S and get a decent value for it to knock off a chunk of this? If they give you $100 to $200 for your Xbox One S or your One or something like that, the price of entry drops a little bit, makes it a little more feasible. Okay, come the fall, when I'm looking to throw some money. I mean, most people are looking to throw a little money around Black Friday and the holidays you're going to be spending. So it's not out of the realm of possibilities to toss $600, $500, $400 at a new console or, a new 4K TV or something like that. So
yeah, it'd be nice to see like a trade up option type thing where you still have to pay, but you get a better deal for your for your console if you buy it within a certain period.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, if they can do something like that, then it raises the chance that I'll do it. I can't guarantee that I'll go after it. Of course, I want it, but
maybe not right away.
right. So that's awesome.
It's good crazy. Specs.
Good info. Well, should we dive into our topic?
Yay.
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. So Persona 5 dropped this week. So good. If you haven't played it yet, you need to get on that.
You're missing out.
Man.
I am missing out.
That game is so juicy. So tender. So mild.
Don't look at me when you say that.
He's looking at
staring at me,
winking at him, and making up big eyes.
I made you feel a way about it, even if it wasn't a good way. It's all good. I got what I wanted. Yeah, you should be. You're sitting too close. But Persona 5 came out. Talking with Joel and a couple of you guys prior to it coming out, I wasn't super hot. It wasn't on my radar. Like, it was there, but it wasn't high up. And as far as me, like, okay, I really got to play this game. But as it got closer and I was like, well, what the hell? I have a little bit of space. I've knocked out a couple games. Let's try it out. I'm so glad I did. It's getting great reviews. IGN gave it a 9.7 out of 10.
Oh, man.
Metacritic gave it 94%. GamesRadar gave it a 5 out of 5. I mean, the adoration goes on, man. It's really good. And it's a JRPG through and through. It's turn-based action, but it's not to the point where it's like taking it backwards and you feel like you're going back to like the days of like Super Nintendo or something like that. It does everything very well. The visuals are awesome. The presentation is on point. It's catchy. It's bright. It's colorful. I can't say enough good things about it personally. I mean, anybody else have a chance to touch this thing? And
oh yeah, I got it as well. I think I actually told you got to try this game. It's getting fantastic. Well, I was excited about it beforehand, but then it started getting reviews about a week out before its release, and I saw even, you know, Game Informer gave it like a 9.2 or a 9.3 or something. I don't know. It was something up there. Only one outlet gave it an 8.5, but I think it was for clickbait. They probably wanted to get more people checking out. Why did they give it such a low? Because everyone else gave it 9s to 10s out of 10. So, but it's fantastic. So much polish went into this game. So much love. So much work. I mean, it's just unlike some other games that come out that have lots of bugs. This thing is just—it's just a thing of beauty. It's so stylish, and I just love the way the background are drawn. You know, the backgrounds in the game are drawn so beautifully, and
it's cool too how they do the anime too.
Yeah, the anime.
So all the cutscenes are straight up anime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a cartoon. Yeah. So, you know, there's a combination of those parts and then stuff that plays on its own in-game and then anime. So it's like, shit.
Yeah, it's done so well. And then, you know, the gameplay is fantastic. And then you also have to live a student's life. So I'm starting to run into – see, I have a little ADD. Mm. So it's like what I need to work or I need to – you know, because I need money or I need to spend some time with a friend or I need to do this. And it's like, how do I manage my time? Because you only have so much time during each day.
Well, yeah, it's tough.
It's going to drive me crazy. Well, but I love it.
Game Informer basically described the concept as reform society by fighting demons and making evil people confess their crimes to you. But don't forget to keep your grades up and make friends.
Yeah.
So essentially, like what Joel was saying, how do we describe it? It's like this alternate
student by day, demon fighter by night.
Basically,
typical anime.
So there's basically this demon world that's on top of our world, and there's a special way you have to get to it. And there's these people in our world who are just like terrible people. But in this demon world, they have taken certain locations, such as, for instance, no spoilers or anything necessarily, but maybe a little bit. But there's a gym teacher who is like one of the top guys in the school. Everybody looks up to him and admires him.
Worships him.
He basically has an inflated ego and looks at the school as being like his palace. So in the demon world, you're actually in the school, but it's like a castle that he is the king of. And so you're going through this dungeon of fighting these different things and stuff like that and turn-based battle and everything with your team to get to him, and then you take him out. And in doing so in the demon world, he confesses his crimes and all this stuff in the real world. So it's pretty cool, the premise and the way that it plays out. Even if it doesn't sound cool to you, just the way that it actually does play out is pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. And those little things that you do on the outside in the student world by answering questions right in school – or by going to work and stuff, it actually increases your stats. So when you're in the demon world, you're actually better at fighting. Like it'll increase your knowledge, your proficiency with weapons and other skills. So
I do want to give it a shout out as far as being like some games, for instance, Mass Effect comes to mind, where they throw so much at you and they don't explain a whole lot. That makes it tough, especially when you have a lot of things to deal with. And Noah, we were talking to you a while back about that. That's one of the things that turns you off to games like that.
Right. It was, yeah. There was too much going on. Yeah. Micromanage. Micromanage.
Yeah.
So this game, there's a lot to a degree to micromanage, but the way they give it to you in little chunks and they explain it when it's pertinent to the situation. Not like if you're going to drop like 10 things on me at the beginning of a game, and then like half of those things aren't going to happen for hours into the game,
right.
I'm going to forget how to do that shit.
Exactly. Sure. Exactly.
But this game takes it, and they give you the things you need as you're doing them, and then waits on the other shit till you get to that stuff.
Yeah, that's a lot more palatable.
Little slices.
Yeah, and then they make you apply it right away, too, so you get to use that
information. Put it into practice.
Instead of just saying, oh, this is how you do this, and then 3-4 hours into the game, they make you use it.
You're like, what did that mean?
How do I do that
again? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I don't remember them telling me that, you know.
The good games do that. I mean, like, Gravity Rush kind of reminds you. You learn, you know, the abilities a little bit as you go, so it's not too overwhelming all at first. And yeah, that's just much easier, I feel, to get the grasp of the gameplay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think for especially for you, Jose. I mean, you being the rabid anime fan of the four of us. I mean, dude.
Yeah.
You need to get you. I'm looking you in the
eyes.
You need to get in on this.
Yeah. I'm really into the game I got, the Sword Art Art Online, the Hollow Realization. It's it's a RPG style game, but it's kind of dumbed down on it. It's also an anime game, so I'm kind of really into that game right now. So once I finish that one, I have Persona 5 on queue, so that one's coming up next. So I'm gonna have to wait it out for a while, unless I'll go ahead and probably just bite the bullet and purchase it.
Yeah, otherwise
I'll probably go ahead and do that later on. If you guys keep telling me to do it,
I'm gonna buy it.
Peer pressure.
You can just borrow mine.
Just peer pressure, man. Just I'll get it. I'll play it
either one.
But again, the Persona 4 for the PSP. When you let me borrow that one, I kind of was like,
Much better than that.
All right, I'll check it out.
Persona 4, it was interesting enough where I bought it and I played a little bit of it, but then I lost interest in it, like a few hours into it, and I was like, yeah, this is all right. This actually makes me want to keep playing it. Like, it's hard to describe the feeling, like when a game like gets its hooks into you, and then you just like, man, when you're not playing it and you're doing other things like at work or something like that, you're like, I can't wait to get home and turn that on. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm thinking about it all day already.
It made me feel like that, and then it's very rare that a game makes me feel like that. Like,
gets its hooks in you.
Yeah, I can't wait to, like, okay, I'm gonna watch shows with my wife for a bit, and then she's gonna go to bed, and I can't wait to start playing this game again. You know what I mean? Like that kind of feeling. So.
Well, the tutorial, like you mentioned, it does last like several hours. I think the first 10 hours is kind of the tutorial, but it introduces it in ways that you may think, oh, God, tutorial lasts that long? Because the game is well over 100 hours. Mm-hmm. I think if you just play through quickly, it's about 100 hours, but it can be much more than
like
that.
90 or 100,
So is this a PS4 or Xbox One, right?
PS4.
Just PS4.
Just PS4. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Supposedly it's on PS3 as well, but I don't know how it even runs because there are slowdowns on the PS4 at times.
Dude, I don't know how
unless you have a pro.
Yeah. They did that, but if you had
because
a
it was originally promised on the 3.
So they're making good on a promise then, I guess.
I guess so.
Huh. Well, more power to them, I guess. If you have a PS3 still, you haven't made the jump yet.
But it's way tuned down, I would say, because it looks beautiful on the 4, on the PS4.
The presentation is amazing. Like going into like even like your pause screens and menus and stuff, everything's interactive. Like you can see him drop down and then like he has like a long coat, kind of like a like Neo from like the Matrix kind of thing. And then his whole coat turns the whole screen black, and then he jumps up into the air, and it kind of takes the whole screen with him and stuff. It's like things like that. It's just really visual.
It's
very striking.
Cool. It's very artsy fartsy.
Yeah,
artsy. In a good way.
Take the fartsy out. And it's artsy. It's
artistically beautiful.
Yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it. If you haven't had a chance to play it or you're on the fence, I say get off that fence, jump on the side of doing the damn thing and get her done.
Fine, I'll jump the fence and get to it.
Please do, man. Yeah. Don't tear your pants.
It's not really artsy fartsy for those that are going, oh, God, I'm not going to try that. No, it's not. I'm joking.
It's good.
It's just very stylish.
I'm enjoying it. We'll definitely report back as we're playing. And if you guys get a chance to touch it, you know, obviously let us know what you think of it, too, if you get a chance to rent it or something.
I watched one of my PSN friends play 4 for the last month. And I was like, on Tuesday, it's going to change to 5. On Tuesday, it's going to change to 5. And it did.
He's like, no, I have 200 hours in this. Oh, man. Well, the other game that we want to bring up, a big shout out to, go ahead and tell him, Jose, because you know he's gonna talk to you directly.
I know, he's going to talk to me directly. I hate him for that. Tanner, you douche.
You douchebag, Tanner. Yeah, we're talking to you, buddy. He's already laughing right now, cheesing ear to ear. Tanner, one of our good buddies, was really harassing us to talk about MLB The Show 17. So, Tanner, this little segment's for you, obviously. Not a lot of us, I mean, if I can put the caveat in first, not a lot of us are big into like baseball games or sports games in general. I think probably out of the four of us, I think I probably played the most sports games with NBA 2K basketball, but and a little bit of Madden.
Madden, I say that each sport has kind of their big, you know, their big AAA title, Madden and NBA, and then obviously the MLB. MLB.
I did FIFA once in a while.
Oh, and FIFA for
good.
Soccer, yeah.
I like that, but yeah, this is baseball, and with the show is pretty much the premier spot to go for baseball. I mean, there's not a lot of choices out there for you, but of them, this is probably the best, I would say. They added a few some new gameplay graphics and things in the game. The new thing, well, one of the new things is new facial scans and better eye details. Enhanced lighting, so like stadiums are looking a lot more crisp, and time seems to pass by more fluidly as far as the time of day and things of that nature. So there's been gameplay improvements as well, such as better graphics and ball mechanics. I guess before that, they would pitch the ball, you would hit it, and it was almost the feel as if there was a wall there where the ball was hitting against. Mm-hmm. Where now it's like more of a physics, and you think this would just be like common sense, like this is a baseball game, make the ball hit the bat, and so on. But there's physics involved when you're developing that stuff, apparently. Excuse me, apparently. And so now it's more realistic when it hits the bat and the way that it's going to go physically in that, you know, whatever direction and so on. So
As it should have been from the beginning.
Right?
That doesn't make sense.
Like, I mean, I feel dumb even just saying that, but it's like, you know, you think that it would be better like that. But yeah, apparently they got that part right. That's it feels good. More fluid. It feels more realistic. So,
like you said, we don't really play sports games much, but right. I watched the video and the trailer and things, and I have to say I was really impressed by how hyper real it looked. I mean, it had a level of hyper realism to it. Mm-hmm. So I mean, if you really wanted the feel of being in a you know game and play, I mean, this looks like the right game for you to play, because it sure just felt the I could see what they mean with the facial scans and the stitching on the clothing, and I know weird stuff like that, but I was kind of impressed. Yeah. I was like, wow, that looks tight.
It's amazing.
It looks better than the real thing.
Yeah.
It's probably more fun than the real thing.
I don't know. I love some baseball. I haven't played in years, but I used to have fun playing it. But yeah, and the main draw for me, I mean, there's new animations as well. You know, guys are like, you know, do like a little handshakes and stuff and celebrations.
Anybody with chew
tendencies? I didn't notice that.
I don't think
you should be able to equip different emotes like throwing a thing at you or adjust your crotch or wave your hat or do, I don't know. Right.
I think them spitting out sunflowers would probably be more of a thing now.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I think
there's true with the kids. Come on. Yeah.
But the main draw for me, just being like, I'm old school through and through. I love all the new stuff, but my nostalgia is always there. I don't know if it's rose tinted or what. They have a retro mode, which is what I was enjoying the most. It has basically the same graphics as the main game, but they have pixelated text overlays for, like, you know, up next to bat so and so, and it's like pixelated like it's like Sega Genesis or something like that, or Super Nintendo. Right. So that mode enticed me more than anything.
A different mode? I mean, are there differences in how you play, or is it just the visuals?
It's actually different. It's I don't want to say dumbed down, but it's really simplified.
Simpler. Okay.
So the X button does everything pretty much. So you just hit X to swing, hit X to throw, so on. The only time you don't use X for the most part, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Tanner, but you use the D-pad to run to your bases.
Oh.
That's it. It's super simplified. So if you have like a nephew or somebody, like a smaller kid that wants to play a game with you, sometimes those games are really daunting because they're simulations.
Right.
You know, press this and this to do an alley-oop when you're playing basketball and cross over and do this special, you know, it's like a lot. Right.
I was like, I thought we were still playing baseball here. What the hell is alley-oop?
I switched to my favorite sport. I'm sorry. I'm biased a little bit. But but yeah, I mean, it's totally simplified and it has that old school feel. You even get Ken Griffey Jr. over the commentary from time to time, like, hey man, great catch, you know, and it's like, oh, Ken Griffey Jr.
Can you still do steroids?
What?
That was Mark McGuire.
That was McGuire.
No, so I'm like general steroids, bro.
Jesus, man.
Mondo, I think your nostalgia is definitely, your nostalgia glasses are definitely rose tinted, because
I enjoy it.
Things look so much better than they did back then.
But this
everything
is
works
nice.
Better. Well, most things work better.
Everything was simpler.
They should add like Babe yeah. Ruth and Mickey Mantle right. and Joe DiMaggio to the roster of the old school one.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know if it'll be a destination as far as the retro mode goes, unless they add more to it or something like that, because it's not necessarily prominent in the menus either, you know what I mean? But it was a mode that caught my attention. I was like, oh, that takes me back just a little bit. But the graphics were still like up to date, so I don't know. If you are definitely into baseball, you got to try this one out. If you're playing some other franchise, you need to stop. You need to play MLB The Show 17. It's getting great marks, 9s, 9.5s, and whatnot. So check her out. Otherwise, I guess we should just move on to some emails.
You're welcome, Tanner.
All right, we got a couple of email questions this week that we can talk about. I do apologize up front, guys, that I didn't give you these questions up front. So, you know,
on the spot, that's better. Man.
I know,
let's
right?
Let's do it.
Well, sometimes I want to give you, like, especially like the deeper questions where it might take a little while, or maybe after I ask you the question, you answer it. You're in your car driving home, like, man,
I should have said this.
This would have been a way better answer. You know what I mean?
But right.
At least that's what I've done before. So
well, just think about it for next week.
Well, yeah, true. Well, one of the questions that popped up here, this is a question from me personally to you, to all of you guys. How do you feel about trophies, achievements, and gamer scores just in general? Like, how do you guys feel about that? Do you like them? Can you do without them? Do you give a shit at all? Does it promote you to do more in a game? Like, how do you feel about it? Anybody can jump in.
It helps. Yeah. It makes the game more entertaining on my side. Because you know that there's games that you just like it's a straight one shot storyline. The achievements make me do stuff that I wouldn't think of doing, like do this, do a 400 meter sprint, or do a long shot, do something that's out of your league, pretty much. And I'm like, cool, that's something I'm gonna keep trying and trying until I get that achievement. You get that point, you're like, cool, I got 40 points for something I would never do in this game. I'm gonna do it again now.
Does that go as far as as far as it goes for you? Like just making you try something different, or do you care about the gamer score overall? Like, oh man, my gamer score says you know, I don't know, 115,000, and Joel is at 125. I need to catch him.
I'm never gonna catch up.
But like, you know, do I need to catch him? Does that part get to you at all?
It doesn't matter as much. The only time I matter is when I see yours and compare to mine, and I'm like. God. The reason is you have more games than me under your belt. But yeah, it just makes me do stuff I would never think of doing in games.
Sure.
And it's exciting as well, because I don't see the achievements like when I start playing the game, and you just do something out of the blue, and then like achievement popped out, and you're like, oh, cool, that's something I did not expect on doing that.
I like that too. I like it when it pops up and then you're like, oh, that's cool.
And then they have like the random names, and
sometimes they have really funny names for
the funny name for the achievement, you mean?
Yeah. Recent one I think I got in Infinite Warfare was a gunnut.
And I'm
like, I forgot what that one's for. And I was like, what's this achievement for?
For upgrading a weapon or something?
No, yeah. I don't even remember what for, but I got that. That's my last achievement.
Gunnut reminds me of your Pip-Boy, I think it was. It was a Pip-Boy thing.
It was a perk, I think.
Yeah, a perk. So if you want to build your own guns and stuff, not to go off on that. But
I did a lot of that.
Yeah, how do you feel about it, Noah? How do you feel about, specifically for you, how do you feel about trophies?
Oh, I love them. I think they're a lot of fun, but they're definitely not a make or break thing for me. But I like to like compare just to see what, you know, other friends are doing or playing just every once in a while. It's nothing I really keep, but I kind of agree that it's more fun to get the trophies suddenly for not knowing you know, got a trophy and that type of thing. Now, if you're talking things like there are some third-party websites. Obviously, I'm going to go to Paragon because that's the one I know the most, but there's like Fury GG and Agora GG where you can like look up your ELO, which is like a ranking. And that's, you know, if you're considered bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond league players. And it doesn't necessarily mean anything to a lot of people, but some people are just really about their ELO, you know, and
competitive people,
right. and it's not even, you know, sponsored by Paragon or you know, any of the people behind it. And so, you know, that type of thing I just roll my eyes at when I read the forums and people are, you know, going off about their ELO, or
I'm a diamond.
Yeah, says something. Ooh. on yeah on the chat of the game, like, you're right, I can't get to gold. And it's like, no, you're why you can't get to gold. But
right. So people so actually that, argue about that stuff? Like
yeah,
talk
people
shit
are petty. Oh, yeah, people are petty. Really competitive about their ELO and ranking in certain games. Okay, so I don't think, like, on their console, you know what I mean, with their different achievement, but a lot of competitive games have their own, you know, kind of like
that
ranking.
That makes sense,
and,
I guess.
I bet Overwatch is the same. You can get, you know, stats on Overwatch, sure, and, you know, your ELO and all
the
that.
The thing about Overwatch, though, not to go down that path necessarily, but the thing about Overwatch, too, is like, can you go in at other people's... I can't remember if you can or not.
I don't know.
Like, can I go into, like, your stats and stuff and see, like, how many games
yeah,
you won?
I
want to see.
I remember at first somebody was like, dude, 94% with Symmetra or it's something like that. And I was
Symmetra. So can. Okay, because I want to say I've looked at yours before and, like, some of our group, you know, Ross and Michael and those guys. And
like, Joel, you're
stuff.
A horrible shot. Oh, my God. What's that percentage? What a loser. Jeez.
No, because I remember at one point you give me crap. You're like, how many games have you won? You know, because I played a lot more than you at one point.
I see that you played, like, 200 games, and I was like, or 300. It's probably 1,000 now, or something.
Yeah, it's like way 300 and something wins. I don't know. I'm sure somebody out there is just making everybody else look like trash as far as that goes. So, whatever you think I'm doing, somebody else is doing it way better than me. Trust that. I don't know. As far as achievements and trophies go, I think at one point I was very rabid about it, and I cared. Like every now and again, even now, like if I'm being honest, like I'll put a new game in and I'll start playing it for, you know, a few minutes. And I'm like, you know what? Just out of curiosity, what are the trophies or achievements for this? So I'll pause it real quick, go into those, kind of just scroll through them. Like, oh, okay. Because some games, like all of them are like hidden. Mm-hmm. And you just, yeah. It's like, and I kind of like that because my OCD will want to like, ooh, which one of these can I get right now? I'd be wearing this and I'd do this right away, you know? And so it kind of comes and goes. And so it's nice when they're hidden, so I don't have to worry about it. But there are times where I see certain ones like, oh, okay, so just need to be aware to do this like 10 times or do that 10 times. So, mm-hmm.
I wish they kind of unlocked credits or something, you know, to like motivate you to, you know, be able to exchange them in or something like that. Because I mean, now they're just bells, whistles, little badges or whatever you want to call
Microsoft
it. But it's still
has
fun.
Something.
If you like a loyalty thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I never pay attention to
it. I don't either.
I think for me, for the most part, it's more like what Jose was saying. It's like I use it as a thing to make me do actions that I wouldn't normally pull off. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, knock that monster off.
It extends the
bridge
life of the
10
game
times.
A little bit.
Do a 360 no scope.
Yeah. Yeah, and some of them I look at them like, I'm like, oh, that's fucking hard. I don't even want to try that, you know? It's like, whatever. And then I look over at like some else and compare, and it's like, oh, holy shit, Joel pulled that off. Nice, man. I'm not doing it. Or I'm like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to try that now.
Yeah. Right, right.
If he did it, I'm going to definitely try this, and then like, we can talk about it. But
I think I'm disappointed when they're not. When there aren't any achievements or trophies, mm-hmm. although I don't really see that nowadays.
Sure.
But like on the iPhone and iPads and, you know, those games on the iPhone store, at first they didn't have any achievements, and then they added them.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, yeah, I noticed that, you know, games got more enjoyable with the achievements because it felt like you were actually getting somewhere and making some kind of progress.
But well, with the phone device, with the device, like, shit,
you want to come back to you?
No, with the phones, with the phone games, when you unlock an achievement and stuff like that, they actually give you credit to get stuff in the game.
Yeah.
That's how it should be, though.
Yeah, but on the Xbox, PS4, they still haven't done that, which hopefully in the future they go for that.
More for bragging rights. Yeah, it'd be nice.
Like,
if
they give you, like, unlockables in the game at least, or which...
Yeah.
Well, I know Ubisoft does that. And
Ubisoft, dude. You can log onto their website, and Honor, you know, if you have other games, you can unlock symbols through them.
Yeah, their club.
The club.
Publishers doing that for their games, which is a good deal because it makes you want to play more of their stuff. They're actually rewarding you for playing
for
all of their games.
Being loyal customers.
Like, you played Assassin's Creed. You played... You know this. You played this. You played Watch Dogs. You
You can get the sword,
credits.
This gun, this outfit.
Right. Yeah. I wonder.
Enough the incentive for me.
Yeah,
I mean, I love that.
That's awesome.
Stuff, so,
I love that. Too.
I wonder if Nintendo will ever adopt that. They're out of the three big, you know, game consoles. They're the only ones that don't do any kind of achievement or trophy or anything like that. So I wonder if some point that they'll adopt that. I mean, I hope they do.
I don't know.
I don't think it's a
deal
breaker.
They want to be their own thing.
Yeah, so. But I don't think it's a deal breaker. But I like that Nintendo does their own thing. But there are some things that Microsoft and Sony do that I would like to see Nintendo try. Just little twerk, little things.
Like party chat instead of using your phone to talk to your friends?
Well, yeah. We won't go down that path. But yeah.
Let's hope they add that.
Nintendo's they kill it every year. They kill it, not every year, but they kill it every time they have a console. So, I mean, I can't gripe on them too much. But yeah, I think it'd be kind of cool if they did some kind of achievement, because when you think about it, they're the only ones that don't do it, and it's such a staple anymore to have a trophy, right, or achievement pop. So, I mean, it's a very small thing, so it's not a huge deal.
Well, I popped that out there, but I still want to get a Switch. So, right, you know, I'm not saying I don't like the system. Just
right. Definitely. Well, here's another question real quick. We don't have a whole lot of time, so we might have to keep our answers somewhat short. But here's a question for you guys as well. If you could pitch a game to a publisher or developer, what kind of game would you want to make or see get made? Any ideas? Like, I mean, you want to see some more MOBAs, Noah?
You
want to see
some
shooters over here, Jose? What do you need, guys? What would you want?
I'll go for it. I would love to see a cross between Overwatch and Paragon.
Mm-hmm.
Have a MOBA, not three lanes, 10 towers, mm-hmm, MOBA, but like an online battle arena, like, you know, Overwatch, shooter, you know, whatever you want to call it. Capture Point, have different modes. But from a third-person perspective, mm-hmm, like you see in Paragon, you know, where you're not first person,
mm-hmm,
and I'd love it to be mythological based or something.
Nice.
Have yeah,
I'd
mythological
be
characters.
That.
I don't know, some, like some cool fantasy and yeah.
Okay, huh? I'm down with that. Anybody else want to jump in? Otherwise,
did you want to say something first?
Well, I was thinking of something, some modern, like, modern age, 21st century magic shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the city, dragon stuff meets
technology.
Lord of the Rings, technology stuff. I don't know. That'd I was just cool. thinking about it right now.
What genre would it be, though? Would you talk about like a shooter, like an arena, RPG style shooter? Multiplayer, massive multiplayer, or just like what, single player? What?
Like Grand Theft Auto meets Lord of the Rings.
That could be legit.
That could be really interesting. Yeah.
I like that. How about you,
Mr. Gow? I'd like to see, well, probably some of my favorite games are from Arkane Studios, I think they're called. They did Dishonored, and they're doing Prey, which looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. I love that open world shooter type game where you can tackle problems from different angles. It allows you to go back and try the game again in a different way. But, you know, I'd like to see maybe another, like, Bioshock-type game, or maybe even a System Shock remake, which I think they're actually making one, which was what Bioshock was originally. It was a System Shock game. And that's going way back. That's, like, what, the 90s or something? But, yeah, that's something like along those lines I'd like to see. But I definitely like Jose's idea that Lord of the Rings in the...
I'd be all about that. It sounds real juicy.
How about Lord of the Rings and a cyberpunk type thing?
Cyberpunk is something that depending on how you put that in there, I would love something like that.
It has to be done right, though.
Yeah,
like a Fallout type cyberpunk.
Well, The Witcher 3's makers, CD Projekt,
mm-hmm,
Red, I think. Yeah, they're making cyber. I think it's called Cyberpunk 2077 or something.
Yep.
Okay.
It looks like it's going to be amazing. Although they're not really saying much about it at this point, because they like to keep things under wraps until they're really ready to show.
Sure.
A pretty much almost finished project. So, but I mean, they did such a great job with The Witcher 3. I definitely can't wait to play a game like that in the future.
Right.
It'd be cool.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I think for me, and I gave it a little bit of thought today before the show and whatnot. I would like to take two of my favorite game types, which is like the hero shooter kind of deal, and maybe like an open world situation, but turn it on its head a little bit. So something like, you guys remember the movie Smoking Aces? Remember that movie where all the mercenaries are kind of going after the guy in the hotel?
Yeah.
At the top of it or whatever.
No.
I want to see something like an Overwatch situation where there's like different classes, like tanks and so on, and healers and all that stuff, and then but the thing is, you can pair up, so you can have like two, so like maybe like five groups of two, and you guys can help each other or fight each other, but you're all going after the same like end result guy kind of thing, and so you go after objectives, and ultimately after your own main target, but you can like each build up cash and upgrades and all that stuff over the in the environment, fighting each other and stuff. Kind of like how, remember that how Assassin's Creed was, where you do the multiplayer, but you're all in the same area. You're trying to like, sneak and kill each other and stuff, and you're standing in groups and things.
It makes you think of Rainbow Six Siege a little bit, where you have groups and can go in pairs or do what, you know, do how you want it.
So if me and Joel and I were going to pair up, and I was like, okay, you're going to be, I'll be the healer for me and you, and you grab this guy, it's going to be more of an offensive person, and then like you two are going against us. And dude, there's other groups out there doing their thing too, but we're all fighting each other. But the ultimate goal is to get to this dude up here, but we're going to use each other.
Because at some point, you're going to have to turn against each other.
Yeah. And so, like, maybe the four of us pair up against these other guys, and then, like, later on, you guys, you know, shit on us and, you know, use your power ups and stuff. I don't know. I didn't really flesh it out, but it was just something cool. I was like, man, how can you apply?
It's like Battle Royale.
I like, I mean, it's very, I love asymmetrical type games, you know, evolved. Attempted, you know, asymmetrical, and I think that would be a lot of fun. I would add a real asymmetric aspect to the gameplay and the strategy.
It's like versus everybody, but people team up.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if people would team up, though.
They'd have to have incentive, at least for the first half of the game, to stay up and keep alive or something. But yeah, there's a few things to work out, but that sounds fun.
I think it'd make you choose wisely on what kind of character you want it to be. How useful you'd be to a group. So if you're the healer, and it's like, you know, me and Joel and I are teamed up, and then the two of you, and then there's no healer, but I'm the only healer, there's a chance that you guys are probably shit on Joel before you shit on me, because I heal you guys, you know, things like that. Yeah. But then again, I'm weak as far as killing people, so if you guys want to turn on me, I'd be easier to just take me out. I'd be fodder for your gunfire or whatever.
Then you wait till the end and then take you out.
You want to be a melee guy? You want to be guns? I don't know. I was just something that crossed my mind a little bit. I don't even know how that would work or how you would balance something like that, but it was like something that I thought about a little bit.
So, Ocean's 11.
Yeah. And you can even
Battle Royale.
You can even pair, you can even switch it up and make it superheroes or something.
Right.
You know, or something like that. So, I don't know. That was just thinking about. So, yeah. I don't know. Question. That's the question. I'm ready to play some more Persona, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, too.
Abby hates the music. Like, the music when he's, like, in his house and he's just kind of hanging around.
Yeah, it's really pretty repetitive.
That slow piano music. She's like, oh. It was funny because she went to bed the other night and I was playing it. She's like, I'm going to bed. And she, you know, gave me a kiss and she went to bed. And she woke up the next morning. And it was, I think it was this morning. And she woke up. She goes, I got it for everybody else like I always do. And she's like, oh, great. I went to bed when this listening to this music, and now I get to wake up listening to it. Cool. And she went in the kitchen to make coffee, and I was kind of sat there like, okay.
I don't think there's any settings to turn down the volume, though, on the music.
There isn't, that I know of.
Which is kind of stupid.
Yeah, and it's only that particular
music. The
first
flaw of the game.
Like, but the problem is, with 100 hours and the same music playing over and over and over again, I end up ignoring music in those games a lot of times, but my wife can't.
Exactly, because they're not playing it, and it's in the background.
So I have to put my headphones on, and then it shuts off the volume on the TV.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so she's given me crap about that a couple times, and she rarely complains about anything I play. I think the last time she complained about music was in Witcher 3, when it's like the lady, you're like fighting people. It's like, la, 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 la.
You're like fighting. Game of Thrones type,
She's like, oh my God, if you don't turn this off, I swear to God, I'm going to break your PS4. And I was like, I'm so sorry.
No, please don't do that.
But yeah, other than that, she never complains about stuff. So I know when she says something, it's really grating on her. Like, I don't know. But yeah, hopefully... Yeah, that doesn't happen too often. I enjoy being married. I don't want to piss my wife off because she can't handle some game music. But anyway, well, that's pretty much our show, guys. In closing, as usual, you can reach out to us at glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you want to ask us questions or comment or let us know about something that you want to hear us talk about on the show. Happy to do so. Just reach out to us there. Game related or not, you know, maybe you want to know what Noah's favorite what his favorite thing to drink or eat is when he's in a hard long fought game of Paragon. He's over here pondering
Mountain
right Dews
and Doritos.
I was thinking Goldfish crackers and Mr.
Mountain
Pibb.
Dew.
There it is. Mr. Pibb and version. Mr. Pibb and Goldfish, huh?
Yep.
It's the nice. Same okay. Mac and cheese.
You gonna make mac and cheese before you do a long gaming session? Really? is that yours?
No.
Chicken nuggets.
Probably almonds or something.
Pizza rolls are usually a good
one. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Something. Dude, quick finger food type stuff.
I want a burrito. These little taquito things are... he wants a burrito.
I think everybody's just hungry while we're talking about
it. I love burritos, man.
Dude, shrimp cocktail sounds good.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to go from there. But, yeah, so you can hit us up about that kind of stuff, whatever the case may be, glitchtherapy@gmail.com. Otherwise, give us a shout, and we love your support on Patreon. That you can reach us out to us on that at patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for as little as a dollar a month, you can gain access to bonus content, such as our post show called Final Round, where we talk about more of the same, you know, our favorite nerdy games and things that we enjoy doing and all that stuff. So feel free to check us out on there. And that support is greatly needed and helps us a lot, and, you know, show costs and things of that nature. So, yeah, check it out. Otherwise, you can always reach out to us and subscribe, rate, review. We love it to hear from you and what you think of the show, the reviews and the subscription.
You okay there?
His tongue's got tied.
God.
He's done that.
Subscriptions. Let me break that down. Help us out, climbing the charts, and assist us in iTunes and things of that nature so that, you know, new listeners can find us easier and check us out, too. We love the feedback as well, so check us out. Also, give a shout-out to our other shows, too, such as Nurture Radio, where Noah and Ben are on that show talking about DC stuff. It's awesome. It's great. It's fun. Check those guys out. Otherwise, Indie Comic Ninja, talking about indie books. Give us a shout on there. Myself and Ben are on that show, along with Ariel, our Oracle. She's on Nerd Church as well. So check us out on those other shows, too. Give them some love and support. Rate, subscribe, review. Other than that, we are on social media. Feel free to follow us, or on game consoles. You can find me at Nerdy Raimondo on Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, if you want a game with me, it's Dirty Dimes on both PlayStation Network and Xbox Live. Jose.
What's up?
My friend.
I'm here.
My buddy.
Hey.
My man. Ah. Where can we find you, my man?
You can find me in my house, laying down, sleeping.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
I'm pretty sure our viewers don't.
Where can we find you on the World Wide Web?
Oh, you could find me on Instagram and on Twitter at I'm Hipster Made, and on the and on the PlayStation and Xbox One, it's your senpai.
Yes, there you go.
And for me, you can find social media sites. Just look for Noah O'Toole, and if you want a game with me on the PlayStation Network, it's Scorpio_Inc. Scorpio spelled with a K.
And for me, this is Joel. You can find me on, oh gosh, what is it on Twitter? JoelGal1, I think.
What's that thing all those kids are using?
Oh, yeah, what is it? Tweeting?
Tinder.
Yeah. The no. My wife would kill me. I'd never do that. But no, I'm also on the consoles, on the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 under Scorpio 1969, just regular spelling, Scorpio and 1969. That's it. Thanks.
Boom. Well, there it is. That's our show, guys. We definitely appreciate your support, listening to us. Tell a friend, and tune in next week to another episode. We're going to talk on episode 12 for next week. And as I said before, check out the other shows on the network, Nerd Church Radio, as well as Indie Comic Ninja. It's been great, and we'll see you guys next week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on.